In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're on volume 20, November 14th, 1926. Jesus says to Louisa, you must know. And when Jesus says you must know, this is a command from Jesus. And we have a book, You Must Know, where all the you must knows that Jesus says to Louisa is in one book. And when you read this, you begin to understand the importance of this great gift of the divine will. And Jesus wants us to know why this is happening and how this is happening. That the kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And he says, it's always about Louisa. So he says, Louisa, you must know this, that great graces are needed in order to form in the soul the sanctity of living in my divine will. Now listen to that. Great graces are needed to form in the soul this divine sanctity more than the saints. It's a divine sanctity that's coming. So what Jesus is saying is he's pouring out abundant graces on the souls who are reading the divine will. And when we are docile, when we are submissive, when we are surrendered to the Lord, these graces that are pouring out upon us form in our soul how to live in the divine will. All that the Lord is looking for is fiat. So when we live in the fiat, and it's daily, fiat, in every situation, fiat. When God sees that docility of surrender, let it be done as you say, as the Blessed Mother said, let it be done as you say. What happens at that point is this abundant grace forms the soul to live in the divine will. So it's not, you don't have to be a theologian. You have to be a little child. When the mother says to the little child, this is what I want you to do, and the child obeys, great things happen. It's the same thing when the Spirit of God through the power living in the divine will is given to us as we read, as we study, as we put into practice the truths, great things happen. Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. So our Lord is asking us to be faithful and obedient to Christ and his church, to the dogma and doctrine of our faith. And most people today are hearing things, things that are not Catholic, and they're saying, well, maybe this is true. And it's the Spirit that has affected the church for 2,000 years, that's of heresy. And so we got to be careful. We got to follow the church's teaching, obey the dogma and doctrine of our faith. And when we do this, God says, good, I can give you more. Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. And when we are unfaithful and disobedient to Christ and his church, what happens at that point is it really is a horrible time to live, because we're not in union with Jesus. So he says the other sanctities of the saints can be formed with small graces. So this is what Jesus wants us to know. The other sanctities that have been in the church for 2,000 years can be formed with small graces, because it is not an immense and eternal divine will that the soul must embrace and possess, but a little particle of it, its commands, its shadow. So what the Lord is asking of us to do is to really begin to live in this abundant life, is to be open to this showering of divine graces, to enter into living in the divine will, not just doing the divine will. See, to do the divine will is to be like a servant. To live in the divine will is to be like the king's son, the king's daughter, a prince or a princess. It's much more is needed at this point. So this abundant grace is coming. We've always mentioned that in the divine will, we're going to see abundant graces through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. What God has given to her is not just a miracle or two. When a saint becomes a saint, he needs a miracle or two miracles to be recognized as a saint. What's going to happen through Luisa is abundant miracles. And anybody in the divine will knows already that Luisa, when you pray to Jesus and Mary through the intercession of Luisa, great things happen. Miracles happen. Healings happen. And it's spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional healings that are occurring. Jesus says it's going to be unheard of prodigies that are going to come to the world in the divine will through this little newborn. So wait till you see what's coming. Wait till you see what's going to happen. This is so glorious. So Jesus says, on the other hand, in this divine sanctity that was given to Luisa, the souls must possess my divine will. Did you hear what Jesus is saying? Must possess. So every day at Holy Mass, during the consecration, I pray right after the consecration, Lord Jesus, may the souls who must live in the divine will be filled with this great grace, this great sanctity, this divine sanctity. He says, this divine sanctity, these souls in the divine will must possess my divine will as their own life. That's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary found in Luisa as our own life. Not this human life that we're living now. Because every day at Holy Mass, the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice and says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. We are that drop of water. As that drop of water enters into the wine, it fuses and diffuses, and the drop of water becomes wine. It's not oil and water. It doesn't separate. Jesus says, this divine sanctity of living in the divine will, the souls must possess my divine will as their own life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary found in Luisa. They must form its cortege in making its acts their own acts. So Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a breath. Jesus is breathing in your breathing. He takes us at our word. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus' heart is beating in our heart beating. We take this act of the divine will, Jesus' heart beating, Mary's heart beating, and my heart beating as our own. Do you see what Jesus is doing? It's a new way, an abundant way of living. Not just a good, holy, and saintly way, but a divine, in a divine manner, as Jesus and Mary actually lived. This is what God has given to Luisa. This is why when we look at Luisa, when we talk to Luisa, when we pray, and in the prayers that Jesus and Mary taught Luisa, the Echo Book, when we pray those prayers, our whole life changes. We become more aware of the love of God. We become more aware of this abundant sanctity that our God wants us to possess. So therefore, these oceans of graces, these seas of graces are needed in order to form this divine sanctity. This is not being good and holy and saintly as the saints. It's more. Why? Now is the time to enter into this abundant life. Now is the time. And Jesus is offering this to us. He's saying, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, Jesus says, I will stand right beside you to touch your mind so that you'll understand it, and I'll touch your heart so that you will love this gift. And the little children of the Holy Divine will love this gift. There are many other sanctities out there, beautiful sanctities of the saints. But to live in the divine will, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, we've got to go through Louisa because she possesses this gift. So Jesus says, my divine will must bilocate itself. This is the gift, bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's the bilocation where Jesus says, my divine will must bilocate itself in order to extend these oceans in the depth of the soul. He expands our capacity to enter into this abundant life of Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve. Again, what the saints have taught us is how to do the will of God. What Jesus has taught Louisa is how to live in the will of God. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, little by little. It's not fulfilled at once. Jesus says, I have to, it's like blowing into a balloon. I want to expand your capacity. Expand your capacity. Expand as you, every time you read so that you can become more and more aware of this abundant life of Jesus, of Mary. So he says, then it extends another ocean, the sea of itself, so as to be able to receive what befits this divine sanctity. So it's, he gives us this abundant grace to bring about this divine sanctity. Why? To receive more divine sanctity. It never ends. For all eternity, God's going to expand our capacity to enter into this abundant life. This breath of God, this rule of God that breathed into Adam, at what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Adam wasn't God, but he was in God's image and likeness. His DNA was in the image and likeness of God, and he lost it because of disobedience, because of being unfaithful. Now, Jesus comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve. And who is the first to possess this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, is Louisa. She's the newborn, Jesus says. She's the firstborn of the divine will. So the Lord is looking at us and he says, I want you to have this. And then he says, you must possess this if you're going to live in this life. It's again, it's not about just being good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity as the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice. This is what's coming. This is what's happening. And he's asked us to be the firstborn in the divine will with Louisa. So he says this. He says, he's extending this other ocean of itself to be able to receive what befits this divine sanctity, this unending light, this immensity without boundaries, infinite life of God enters into us. We don't become God, but for all eternity, we're entering into this infinity. It never ends. We're going to learn 100 million trillion years from now more about God, fall more in love with God than we could ever imagine. Because he's expanding his capacity, this unending light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But then he says, you are the light of the world. He wants us to share in this divine light, this divine love, this divine life of God. So he gave to Louisa how and why this is going to happen. As we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, and again, this becomes our food. We eat it morning, evening, and morning, noon, and evening. We eat this bread. We devour this bread. This word of God that Jesus gave to Louisa, this first bread, the bread of the divine will. And so what is the Lord asking of us? He's saying, how much do you want? He says to Louisa, take as much as you want. Take as much as you want. He says, I want, if you can fill your arms, take it. If you can get more, take it. He says, I want to give you as much as you want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. But he says, I wait for you to do this. So as we read every day, say, I want more. God goes, good. Read more. I want more. God goes, good. Read more. Study this more. Put this into practice more. This unending light, this divine immensity without boundaries, this infinite life of God, which we will never be able to possess. He says it's yours. It's like diving into the ocean. He says all the ocean is yours. We'll never be able to swim it all. And that's limited. But what God is asking of us is to enter into this infinite ocean of love, light, and life. So Jesus says, the good will of the soul, and this is important. At Christmas, peace on earth to men of good will. That's how you translate that. Some people say peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That's not true. It's peace on earth to men of God's will. This peace, this love, this joy, this happiness of heaven is for all those of good will. What does that mean? They want what God wants. Their life is a life of prayer. Their life is a life of turning to God. The good will of the soul is nothing other than the bottom of that sea. It's the foundation, forming the shore, the surrounding waters, in order to form the sea. So God is saying to us, how do you enter into this gift? He says, you've got to be of good will, God's will. So Jesus says, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He says, it's the souls who do the will of God. That's good will. There are people who don't know Jesus yet, and they are of good will. Okay. And that means that they're going to enter into this divine life, which is the divine will, which is the universal life, which is the Catholic life. They're because of who they are, their desire for God, they will eventually become Catholic, full Catholics. As a matter of fact, the church teaches this, that there are more Catholics outside the church than in the church. There's only a billion Catholics, but there's 7 billion people. So those people of goodwill, Jesus says, are going to live in the divine will, are going to possess this universal life, are to become Catholic. They are Catholic already. And then they will enter into the fullness of this life that God wants to give to the world. This life that Adam lost. So when the Lord looks at us, he says very, very clearly, he says, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? And when we say yes, he says, how Catholic are you? What is the universal life that you possess? Okay, so we have to look at ourselves. In what way are we being faithful and obedient to Christ and his church? This is the foundation to form this gift in us. As the graces pour upon us, it's like an empty bowl that's being filled with the graces. The foundation is goodwill. The walls are goodwill. Be obedient to be letting God be God. Loving God with our whole mind, our whole heart, and all our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. This goodwill is what God is looking for. And this is why God says to us, fiat. Always say fiat. Enter into this fiat. This yes to God. So the more that we can say yes to God in all situations, you know, whether it's raining out or sunny out, whether it's cold or whether it's hot, when we're always saying to God, fiat, you're in charge. You're in charge of my life. Let it be done as you wish. That surrender, that docility, that submission is the foundation, Jesus says, for the divine will. You look at your family, your friends. They are good people. They might be far from God. But if they are a good will, pray. Stand in the breach for them and for all mankind, and the kingdom will be established. God has great plans, and he's asking us to be the ones to give our fiat. How glorious is this? This is an amazing time to be alive. Things are going to change. Things are going to change drastically. Why? The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.